Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Abide in me, and I in you, says Jesus. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Abide. What a strange commandment. Or is it an invitation? 10 times in John 15, Jesus says to abide. Abide, 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 abide. And in case you didn't get it the 9th time, abide. But what does it mean to abide in Jesus? In the infamous cult classic film, The Big Lebowski, Jeff Bridges portrays the dude, an incurable slacker who drinks and smokes and goes to bowling alleys, and that's about it. And at one point, somebody asks what the dude does all day, and the answer is, the dude abides. The dude abides. But I don't think that's what Jesus has in mind in our gospel reading. Abide is a hugely significant word in the New Testament. It occurs 112 times, and more than half of them are in the writings of John, in his gospel and in his letters. To abide means to remain. It means to stick it out, to stick together and remain connected. The Theological Dictionary of the New Testament says that God abides in believers, as we heard in our epistle today, and believers in God. And here again, the relationship of salvation is both enduring and present. Something that abides is here and it remains. If it abides, it doesn't come and go. In fact, it doesn't go anywhere. It just stays put. Jesus says that he wants us to abide in him, that he wants us to remain connected to him. He wants to be with you. He wants to stay with you forever. And he doesn't come and go. He's not going anywhere. You can rely and depend upon Jesus to do what he says and to be who he promises to be. He wants to abide in you, and he earnestly seeks that you should abide in him. Chad Bird is a writer who blogs a lot about theology. And on a recent Facebook post, he writes, "To abide in Christ is to stay where he has put us." I like that. To stay where he has put us. In his body by baptism, in his church by the word, in his spirit, by the gospel. And any other place is death and darkness. Abiding in Jesus means to show up and remain where he promises to be. In his word, in the water of baptism, in the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper, in the fellowship of the saints. For where 2 or 3 are gathered together in his name, there he is, right in the midst of them. Jesus Christ is the true vine. And because he died and rose again, he gives eternal life to everyone who abides in his love and in his word. He wants us to find our life in him, just as the branch finds its life in the vine. Without connection, the branch cannot fulfill its purpose of producing fruit. It dies, it falls off, or it gets cut off and burned. But Jesus wants us to thrive. And when we abide in his word, in his love, in his spirit, his life flows freely through us like sap in the vine or blood in the body. Everything depends upon being connected to Jesus. And yet, as crazy as it sounds, our sinful nature seeks separation, not connection. Sin causes us to rebel against God's commands, and then it causes separation from him. We don't want to remain in the vine because we think too highly of ourselves. We think that we are responsible for the fruit. We think that we are the ones who get things done and make miracles happen. We want to break away from the vine and go our wind-tossed way, seeking out adventures and endeavors that lead only to death. Because we want the glory and the credit for everything good in our life. We forget, ignore, or resent the reality that it all comes from Christ. When we try to live apart from Jesus, we do not stay in the places where he promises to be. His word, his sacraments, his church. We read the Bible when we can fit it in. But our calendars are full and our to-do lists are long, and rarely do we carve out that quiet time for devotion. Instead of a day born out of prayer, we only pray to God as a matter of last resort when things hit the fan. We fail to show up for public worship because we have better, more exciting things to do. And why do we need to go to church anymore anyway? I mean, now that the pandemic came and revolutionized the world, we can just stay at home and watch on YouTube until we die. But watching on YouTube and coming and actually participating in the worship are two very different things. I know that most of you don't sing along when you watch at home, and you can't receive the Lord's Supper through a television screen. I know that some of my brother pastors in other districts have done some weird things to try to get around that, but we can talk about that a different day. But let's just say that consecrating your own elements at home or holding them up to the TV for a blessing is probably not what Jesus has in mind for abiding in him. When we don't want to avail ourselves to receive God's word and sacraments and stay where he puts us, we cut ourselves off from our life source. And then we wither. And we die. We live in the illusion that we're self-sufficient, that we are the heroes of our own stories, that we make things happen. But Jesus tells us otherwise. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Not a little bit or quite a bit or a fair amount or a passing the grade kind of amount. No, Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Zero, zilch, zip, nada. We accomplish nothing. We bear no fruit because a branch by itself does nothing. It can't produce grapes, and without the water and the nutrients from the vine, it has no life, and it dies. If our life is not found in Christ, then even worse than being unfruitful, we will become fuel for the fire. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. Jesus doesn't specify here exactly what the fire represents, but when you read the rest of his parables, I'm sure you can figure it out. I'm not a farmer. I don't know anything about growing grapes. I'm just a kid from the city who enjoys the occasional glass of wine. Although once I attended a wedding reception that was at a vineyard in Iowa, of all places, and it was just beautiful. But I know enough about grapevines and plants to know this. I don't want to die. I don't want to just survive. I want to thrive. I want to enjoy life to the full with everything that Jesus wants for me. The forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, and to bear abundant fruit for him and his kingdom. I want an abundant life, life to the full, and the only place where I will ever find that, the only place where I can have that refreshment and fulfillment is in Jesus Christ. Now, as wonderful as they may be, our relationships with other people and our work, our interests, our hobbies, they will never be the source of meaning and purpose in life. We find our life in Jesus. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my life. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. And our true life is found only in the life of him who died and now lives again. We need to stay connected to Jesus. Abide in Jesus. Abide in his word and his love, because he abides in you. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.